Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Shrieker, and today I'm going to be breaking down how we onboard our creators when it comes to creating organic and ads content. So I'll be breaking down both in one. So many of the principles do overlap, so I'll be combining it in this episode. We do have certain distinctions between organic content and ads content, but for the purpose of helping a lot of people out there and just kind of combining both into one, I'm just going to be highlighting the overarching strategies in terms of onboarding a creator. So this applies for onboarding an organic creator or an ads creator or both. So you guys can kind of pick that out and decide which is best for you. So let's get into it. The first thing when we onboard our creators is to actually interview them. So before you onboard, you want to make sure you interview creators. And so when we used to work with companies in the past, we would just find creators who we thought were the best based on their portfolios. But as we started learning more and more, we noticed that the best creators who worked with us were not just the ones with the best portfolios, but also the ones that were on time, the ones that were responsive, the ones that were eager to learn and wanted to get better. And so really a lot of the same principles, just as you would bring on any other employee. So don't take it lightly. Definitely interview creators before bringing them on. Do not try to outsource this. Don't try to bring on the cheapest creator. I would say if you can afford it, try to bring on a decently priced creator who has all of these good work ethic really, and all of these good traits, and really make sure that they are on top of it. Because at the end of the day, the last thing you want is a creator who has a great portfolio, who charges very less money, but is extremely unresponsive or never creates content on time. And these things will come back and bite at you. So really make sure you take the time to interview creators. I'll be releasing another episode on how to interview creators more in depth. But once you've interviewed a creator and you've found one, the next step is the actual onboarding process. So number two is the onboarding process. And what we like to do is schedule an immediate call. And during this call, what we do is just go through all of the different parts of our company. So I'm talking more in context of Trendify as a social media marketing company, but you know, you guys can think about this in terms of your own company as well. And so what I'll do is I'll maybe just give you guys some examples of how we do it, and then you can map that into your own company and think about how you can do it for you guys. So what we like to do is, number one, just walk them through our own mission, vision, values. What do we stand for as a company? What do we like to do? How do we work together? Who are our team members? All of those important things. And we do believe it's really important for the creator to know these things, because it'll just help them understand the company better and really feel more a part of the team, which they are. So even for your company, I would highly encourage just walking them through all of the other parts and really help them understand what your business does. Because even if they don't necessarily need to know these things, they really, really help just from a psychological perspective. I mean, for me, if I were to work with somebody, if I knew what they actually did, then I would probably give more of my best than if I just had a very brief understanding, and or if I was very confused about what they did, I probably wouldn't give it my all, just because I don't have as much context. And so in the same way, creators work the same. Definitely walk them through your mission, vision, values. Walk them through your company culture, your team members, as much as you can give them without overwhelming them, obviously. So that's the first thing. And then right after that, what we like to do is walk them through the tools that they're going to get set up with and use. And so for you guys, I highly encourage you to set out some tools for working with these creators, whether that's project management tools, whether that's communication tools such as messaging or email or Slack, or whether that's file sharing tools like Dropbox or Google Drive. Have it really clear for them so that they can go through all of these things and understand what their responsibilities are, because many times creators are just slapped with different tools that they have to use as they go along, and this can kind of get overwhelming or confusing for them. So definitely think about this first. Next, as you walk them through all the tools, the biggest part here is going to be showing them how they will be working with you. And so this really requires a lot of thought, because this is the actual process of how you're going to work with the creator and how you're going to give them tasks to create content, how you're going to understand content together, how you're going to give them revisions on content, how you guys are going to learn about content, how you're going to replicate content. So there's a lot when it comes to making content. And although I can't give every single little detail just because it's going to take me so much time to even explain, what I can tell you at a high level is that it's really good to create a system around making content with all the things that I just described, because it'll really help the creator understand what the goals are and it'll help them be more organized. And overall, as a team, you will get to your goals faster. Just like any other goal out there, if you have a process and if you have a system for it, eventually it will take you there. So I see many brands out there who don't have any sort of content system, and including us in the past, we used to be this way. We used to think that the best way to help work or even just work with creators was to just talk to them once in a while or give them scripts once in a while. But we found that the best way to work with them is to hold their hand and to have a system and process around really giving our best so that our clients succeed, but then also the creator can succeed in what they do. So for you guys, I will say, try to make a system, take some time to think about it. If you're really, really confused, then I've released some other episodes on how to do so. And I will probably be releasing another episode on our more in-depth system around creating content. So be sure to check that out. But for now, definitely have a system around creating content for creators and walk them through how to do it. So I would start off super simple. If you have never built a content system before, just think about the very basics of what you need, such as making the content, sharing the content, revising the content, and then finalizing the content. So those are really the only parts you need. To make it super, super simple, I would just set up something in Google Drive and just have the creators upload there, where you just do a revision. And if all is good, then just give it a check or move it to a final drive folder. So that's what I would start with, and then walk the creator through how to do that. And finally, the last thing I would do is set up a meeting cadence with the creator, as well as having communication with them. So back to my old point with the communication, make sure that the creator knows that they should stay on top of it, whether you guys use Slack or email or whatever that may be. Make sure that they're all set up there and that you guys do have a cadence of communicating. And then finally, with the weekly meetings, definitely have at least one meeting a week, I would encourage, just so you guys can review what's been going on, any pain points they have, what your learnings have been for the week, what you guys are going to test next week, again, for ads or organic, and really just reviewing how things have been performing, whether it's on the ad side and going through all the metrics or going through the organic metrics like likes, follows, etc. So you can find all these analytics. Typically, the organic metric analytics will be found in your TikTok dashboard or Instagram dashboard directly on the app. You can also use other softwares where you can pull data from, such as IconoSquare. And then for ads, you can find most, if not all, of the data when you're actually setting up your ads. So like when you're running your ads, you can check out all the analytics there on like Meta Ads Manager or TikTok Ads Manager, and that should be pretty easy. So that's what I would do, is get them all set up, have weekly meetings, make sure they're communicating, make sure you walk them through the tools, make sure you walk them through the content system. And really, apart from that, get them excited every week. Make sure you share what's been going on in the business. Make them feel a part of your company. And I guarantee over time, they will be creating better and better content, and you guys will go viral one day. So that's all I got for you for today. If you enjoyed this, be sure to rate and review our podcast. It would mean so much if you guys could give us a 5 of 5 on Spotify. And I will see you guys in the next episode.